I'm Raleen Milford, and I'm going to talk about the similar research questions that Keith addressed, but the study was actually mixed methods, and one of the methods that we used was focus groups. We also used a male survey to address pretty much the same research questions, and what I will share with you today is briefly the methods for that component as well as the findings, many of which were consistent with the focus group findings, but some of them were not exactly the same. I have no relationships to disclose, and as my colleagues have expressed, the opinions expressed in this presentation are those of WestEd and our research team and not of the USDA. Quick recap, the research objectives were to describe the shopping patterns and perceptions of SNAP participants redeeming their benefits at farmers markets. We also wanted to look at why some of the SNAP participants did not shop at farmers market. We asked questions about their use of their benefits at the farmers market, and once again, we wanted to get a sense of the role of incentives in shopping at farmers markets. Very briefly, our sample included 65 farmers markets from 23 states. Basically, we recruited SNAP participants who redeemed benefits at farmers markets within these 23 states, or those who did not shop at farmers markets but used their EBT benefits at retailers within a certain vicinity of these farmers markets. These were the participants that were our non-shoppers. Our approach was a male survey. After sampling a random sample of SNAP participants from these catchment areas, we mailed them a hard copy survey booklet. It was pretty thick, very colorful, but it was about 23 pages long. And these are the areas that we covered in the survey. We asked them about their shopping for groceries, and we asked that of all of those participants that completed the survey. Though the survey booklet was 23 pages long, there were sections of the survey that only applied to targeted groups. So, for example, those that actually shopped at a farmer's market, we asked about their shopping at farmer's markets. For those that shopped at a specific farmer's market, linked to the previous slide where I showed you the farmer's markets that were sampled for this survey, we asked them specific questions about their shopping patterns at that particular farmer's market. For those that did not shop at farmer's market, we asked questions about the reasons why they did not shop at farmer's market. And we also asked general questions about the participants and their household characteristics. This slide presents a summary of the survey respondents. Similar to the focus groups, we had mostly female respondents, 73%. Most of our participants were between the ages of 30 and 49. This slide also shows the ratio breakdown and income and employment status. As you can see, 35% were actually employed at the time of completing the survey. To continue with the characteristics of the survey respondents, 60% of the households had children. Only about 28% had children under the age of 5. 47 were between 5 and 17 years old, and 21% had an adult over the age of 60 in the household. Our survey found a much higher percent of foreign-born survey participants than the general SNAP population at 39%. Though I will share that we did find that among the 39%, an overwhelming majority, over 80%, lived in the United States for more than 10 years. I also want to share the characteristics of the respondents of this survey by their shopping status. 68% were farmers market shoppers, meaning they shopped at a farmers market. 70% used their EBT card at a farmers market. So we did have some participants that shop at farmers markets but did not actually use their SNAP benefits at the farmers market. And 75% were shoppers at a local farmer's market that was included in our sample. And 32% were non-shoppers at a farmer's market. So one of the things we wanted to look at is their perception of farmers markets. We looked at their perception of price, variety, and freshness of the fruits and vegetables. And as this slide shows, about 34% thought that the prices were higher at farmers markets. But actually, 39% thought that the prices were lower at farmers market relative to other stores. So we have some surprising findings in that regard. But in terms of variety, almost two-thirds of the shoppers stated that they find more variety in fruits and vegetables at farmers market compared to the traditional grocery store. Similarly, the overwhelming majority, 65%, reported that the fruits and vegetables at the farmers market are more fresh than at other stores. So what are the top reasons for shopping at farmers market? As Keith's findings from the focus group found, ours found that the most commonly reported reason is access to high-quality fruits and vegetables. That was the most important reason that was cited by the shoppers at the farmers market. They were also interested in shopping where the fruits are locally grown, the variety. And likewise, we also found that they thought it was a fun place to be. It was a fun experience for the shopper as well as the family. And along those lines, the staff at the farmers market were considered more helpful. We also found in our survey that a positive social experience that was available at the farmers market was a strong reason for shopping at the farmers market. I briefly mentioned that the focus group findings with Keith already mentioned, it was more of a social event. The family-friendly experience and the interactions that they can have with the vendors is an experience they could not experience at the grocery store. And this was also reflected pretty clearly in the survey results as well. We did a factor analysis of the reason for shopping at a farmer's market, and this factor analysis yielded six primary themes, so to speak, that evolved from the data from the survey. There were food-related reasons, such as the high-quality fruits and vegetables that we talked about, non-food activities and services. Community-related reasons was also a strong theme that came out of the analysis. Likewise, convenience, accessibility, and affordability. So these were the six main themes that characterizes the reasons why shoppers are shopping at farmers markets. We included some other reasons that did not seem to relate to these themes, and these two were the availability of nuts and seeds at the market, as well as the use of EBT card, interestingly, did not factor very strongly into one of these themes. So we wanted to use this data to get a sense of what are the characteristics of households that shop at a farmer's market compared to those who did not. And in our sample, we found that females, households without children, and households who receive support from other nutrition programs were more likely to shop at farmers market. Also, those who were aware of incentives for using their SNAP benefits were also more likely. Our data showed that those that are less likely to shop at farmers market included African Americans and other non-white race categories, participants who were unemployed, homemaker or student, or those who reported that they could not work were also less likely to shop at farmers market, and those with incomes lower than $10,000 per year. We had questions in our survey that wanted to get a sense of some of the reasons why SNAP beneficiaries who do shop at farmers markets do not shop there as often as they would like to. And some of the themes that came from that were related to convenience. Once again, one-stop shopping is very desirable, so easier to shop at one store, and the location of the farmers market. A fourth of them were concerned about higher prices, and so they didn't shop there as much as they would like to. Again, hours of operation was a major factor, and we did find that about 15% indicated that they did not want to shop at the farmer's market as much as they would like. They did not as much as they would like to, because they didn't want to be seen using their EBT card. So the social stigma associated with receiving public benefits was a factor for some of our participants. Now, moving on to the non-shoppers, the reasons, the perceived barriers among non-shoppers. And these reasons were related primarily to convenience and price. Again, the non-shoppers found it much more convenient to shop at one store rather than making the multiple trips. And some of them expressed concerns about parking and safety at the farmers market. But that wasn't a very strong thing, but it did reveal as one of the factors, primarily parking. We also asked the survey participants how much of their benefits are they redeeming at farmers markets. And we found that a very small percentage, about 9%, use most or all of their benefits at farmers market, whereas a majority use very little or some of their benefits at a farmer's market, as you can see in this slide. So we also wanted to look at factors that were correlated with using their SNAP benefits. And interestingly, among those that actually shop at farmer's market, those who were unemployed or who could not work were more likely to use their SNAP benefits. Those with incomes less than $10,000 per year were also more likely to use their SNAP benefits. Black or African Americans were 1.6 times more likely to use their SNAP benefits at farmers markets. Again, this is among those that actually shop at farmers market. And again, the awareness of the incentives. So while we have certain characteristics that are associated with the likelihood of shopping at a farmer's market, among those that are actually shopping at a farmer's market, we actually see almost the reverse in terms of who are more likely to use their SNAP benefits at the farmer's market. Incentives. Over two-thirds of the shoppers reported that their local farmers market offered incentives. And of that, 60% indicated that these incentives were very important. But there were some, about 20%, that reported that the incentives were not as important for shopping at the farmers market. Among those who were non-shoppers, an overwhelming majority were not aware that the farmer market offers incentives. We wanted to know the impact of incentives on their shopping decisions among the non-shoppers. As Keith mentioned, a lot of the non-frequent shoppers weren't aware that there were incentives. So we wanted to get a sense of, would this make a difference? About 40 to 50% of the non-shoppers said that they were very likely to shop at a farmer's market if it offered a financial incentive or some type of incentive scheme. But we did have about a fifth of the non-shoppers saying they were not very likely that they would shop at a farmer's market for this incentive at all. Now, regarding non-financial incentives, we found that 28% of the non-shoppers said that they were very likely to shop at a farmer's market if nutrition information were available. Again, a recurring theme that other information and resources available at a farmer's market impact shopping decisions and patterns. Some of the other non-financial incentives at a lower percentage that we found in our results were activities for children, health information and screening, and actually cooking demonstrations. This slide basically provides information about this actual study. If you're interested in more information, the report is available online, and this is the citation information. And that's all I have to share.